Is it not working? Oh, there we go.
Yeah, it's not.
I'm never sure if we're actually live or not.
That is us live now, Robert. Welcome to another episode of Around the AFI, brought to you by the Talking Balls guys and girl of Rob, Abby, Mark, and Curtis. I'm myself, obviously. I always, folks, I was about good to evening. Say gents.
So good.
Sweet. Good to be back.
Yeah, it's good to see you again, guys.
Joining us this week are the Kildara Crusaders of Jordan Farrell and the gaslighting mother fluffer of Wallow. Trying to say he was going to come to our Jets, making me all happy and all. What's the crack, guys?
Well, look at it after last week.
Yeah? You're coming after last week? Yeah, I could understand that. Yeah, that's all right. I get you. So, hi, guys. Hi. What's the crack?
Hi, Jordan. Anyway, thanks for coming.
He's away to turn on his Xbox.
And you ran out of whiskey then?
Yeah. That's, yeah. Just right. Just right. Go get the whiskey. So, well, how you doing? How you enjoying Kildare?
Good. It's good to be back. But, you know, so, enjoying it.
That's a different person.
No, I just lost 2 pounds there. A bit of a workout, so.
That's the guy that kidnapped him and let him out of the attic.
Don't worry, lads, I'm back. And girls, I'm back. I just had to give him keys to the van. He had to get some stuff.
Is that the boy that kidnapped you and let you out of the attic?
Yeah, he let me out of the attic early this evening, thank God.
Happy days, mate.
Good behaviour.
Oh, so, Jordan, you've now got a new running back in our Wallow.
I do indeed, yeah.
Some would say one of the best in the league. Are you happy with that? Happy with that wee transaction that's just came about?
It takes the old limelight off of me for a while. He gets to step in, take the ball off, make me... I might even give him a few little toss forwards to bring up my yardage, you know, rather than give a straight handoff.
That's it.
Make it a little bit easier on me to bring the yards up.
And, how are you enjoying being at the Crusaders?
Good. Still learning the playbook. And it's tough. And the old linemen as well, trying to like read off them and those kind of things. So it is tough just jumping in, you know, trying to know how to log and play. And those. So, but yeah, we still got 2 weeks before the game. So yeah, we'll get there.
Your first game is against the Rhinos.
Yeah, Saturday week, isn't it?
Because this week and is obviously St. Patrick's Day, and Irish teams don't play any sort of thing on St. Patrick's Day because you need to go out and have beers.
Yeah.
You know, and nobody would show up for that day. They're like, no, it's Patrick's Day. We're all out getting drunk. Why would we go to any sort of match, any sort of training? And that's just the way we are.
Just shows you the difference, though. There was 3 games last week on Mother's Day. St. Patrick's Day, though. Nah, I'm at the bar.
Mother's Day, 3 games. St. Patrick's Day, none at all. Bye week.
I think that's the first Mother's Day that the Jets haven't had a game in about 3 seasons as well. So maybe 4.
Right.
So, yeah.
It's been a long
time. Nice not playing on a full stomach. First time in 3 years.
Last year, you were you came halfway through after getting a Carvery.
No, we were talking good whether or not we were going to make the Mavs game. Shot up the road. I was like, see you later, Mum. Got up there, I think it was in the second half, and the Mavs over line were like, who the fuck's this guy?
Where did he come from?
I was like, please don't hit me hard.
Yeah, I'm just going to be sick all the time.
Playing those tackle. Please don't hit me hard.
So how are you getting on, gents? How's the preparation all going for your first game? Things looking good?
Still sore from Sunday, so they can't only sit and wait. So I haven't like been heat, like gotten heat in a long time. I haven't ran that much in a long time.
So, Wella, what actually made you pick your team in the end?
Well, Richie has always been on to me, so the coach. And he's always like, yeah, calm down. It was meant to happen last year. And I was at a training session last year. And so then the guys from the Rebels, they roped me back in. And so I played one more season with them. And then after that, so I was still thinking, I was shopping around for where to go. And I'm glad. For some of the teams I did consider, I am glad I didn't go there because they all got smashed the last 2 weeks.
So, wow, that hurt. That was hurtful.
Sorry, but it's the truth. But, yeah, so I think hope like I know that I did make the right decision. So it's good, and especially back from the Premier Division. So yeah.
But it Kildare's just on your doorstep, isn't it? Sorry, mate.
Yeah.
So it's handy enough for you, like there's no trip, like 4 hour trip to Antrim or anything.
Not 2.5 hours to
Yeah.
You know what I mean, yeah.
Yeah. If you know, you know.
If you know, you know, yeah.
So guys, for anybody that doesn't know yous and things like that there, you know, like what got yous into the sport? So just want to know how you got into sport, what team you follow, just to let everybody know. I know you, Jordan, you're wearing a wee Philadelphia Eagles jersey there. Good wee couple of additions this week. So what got you into it? What, just let everybody know, what's a crack?
Well, I got into it first when I was about 6 or 7. The old lad, he always had jerseys and stuff, and he was driving by, I actually think it was Dublin Dragons at the time. He drove by that pitch and he seen a ball go up into the air, and he was like a fucking dog. He whipped the car in, ran in, had a look, and he was up there the following Sunday training with them. And I was up there like an eagle running around behind them and standing holding the coach's hand and shit. And then I left that team, set up team in Eton Derry, and so I was 10 or 11, so I kept flag and stuff. And then eventually I just fully committed and gave up all the gar and the soccer and all, and just said this was my sport. So
So are you still playing flag, Jordan?
Oh yeah, 100%.
Who are you playing for?
I am playing for the Eagles.
The Eden Derry Eagles?
Eden Derry Eagles, yeah.
You boys have I remember I played flag, got up in Craig Alvin against you. You have like a 6'5" quarterback on there.
Oh, Matty, yeah. Funnily enough, Matty's gone. Matty set up his own team in Dunboyne, Dunboyne Cats or Dunboyne Panthers or something. He's going to give out to me for not getting it right. Which big shout out to the Dunboyne flag team. Hope to do well, boys.
He was wearing like fancy sunglasses and like one of them.
Yeah, that's Matty, all right.
Yeah.
Mullet and the moustache and everything go on show as well.
So you weren't even the quarterback then for the Eden Derry Eagles?
No, I am, but for some games we just rotated like
right.
I might have a better understanding of the game of Macho. I'd say I would. And Macho's just younger and no injuries, and he's got cannon of an arm, so there was no point just having him run around, like let the man sling it, like.
Well, Rob was saying before you came on there that you're the one with the cannon. Right, so for
you had a cannon of an arm. I remember playing against you last season.
Yeah. But like, where do you play when you're not playing quarterback? Because I know the last time you were on, you were saying that your legs don't work.
Yeah, my legs, funnily enough, I'm literally only in from an 8K this evening. So my legs are starting to work again. I'm running like shit, trying to get 100% fit now for next week, funnily enough.
Right.
But I play receiver and I play a bit of centre and flag. But hopefully, if the coaches allow me this year, you'll see me play some defence for the kid as well.
Oh, happy days. Jesus, look at you, man. Last time we were talking, you were like, Jordan Farrell doesn't run.
Yeah. Oh, he's still not going to run. You know what I mean? Like, it's not paying me running when I go down here.
Is this reverse psychology? I'm not going to run.
There's no psychology the way I play ball.
Wellow's just there as a distraction.
Yeah. Wellow's actually QB. I'm going back in as running back this season, guys.
I played fine. That's fine.
We have H. Ghana Gav says that the team's called the Wildcats.
Wildcats, yeah, Wildcats. Yeah, don't mind Wildcats. I knew it was cats or something.
Autumn Love, she's going to be going down to training tomorrow.
And Nathan Murray says that your circus throws.
Oh, yeah, me circus throws, yeah. Shout out to the Rhinos. You'll see me circus throws next week. Like the one I did when I circus threw it over your best cornerback and won the game against us last time. See you next week, boys.
Boom. See you next week, lads.
Was that some shade being thrown out there, Jordan, was it?
That was some shade.
Not yet. I'm only one whiskey in. The shade might come a little bit further on. When I get about halfway through the ball, I'll start chatting a bit of shit and that.
So, how do you get into the game, man? If I remember correctly, you don't even follow a team or anything, so you don't?
Huh? I do.
If I remember correctly, you don't really follow a team?
I do follow the Patriots.
Patriots? But
kind of on the down low, yeah, because we'll be
back. That's what I meant.
Yeah.
You don't really follow a team if you follow the Patriots.
Oh.
Cough, cough, Jets, Neil.
Neil's throwing some shade too. Well, he's a Jets fan.
He's a Jets fan. I hate the Patriots. Everybody knows that.
Yeah. But, so I got into the sport about, I think, 10, 11 years ago. And then I got in because I couldn't really play soccer anymore. I fractured my ankle doing a front flip. And, I never got it checked out. So it was always there. The pain was always there. So I couldn't really kick a football anymore. So I wanted something I could do that I didn't need my legs. So I didn't like kicking the ball. So I seen Sky Sports, an ad on there for NFL. So I was like, that looks good. So when Jordan was talking there about going to the Dragons, probably I was there because I'm that old now. And so I started off with the Dragons, played 2 years with the Dragons, and then moved. I moved down to the Rhinos, so I do know them boys very well. That's some of them. And went to the Panthers, and then played to the Rebels. So I've been with the Rebels now the last. So
is there a team in Dublin you haven't played for?
Pirates.
UCD.
Pirates? UCD?
Oh, Pirates aren't a team anymore at the minute, are they? Or are they still a team but just not playing this season? Or?
They are rebuilding, I think, for next year.
Rebuilding.
Yeah.
We're rebuilding too, but we're playing the season.
Right, are you is this just shade there? What's going on? Sounds like a lot of shade. What the hell, man?
That was one of them things where I didn't think before I spoke, mate. It just sort of came out. Sorry.
It's just your life in general, mate.
It is.
I want to brush by the fact that you said you fractured your ankle doing a flip.
Yeah.
As in, related to football or as in a celebration?
Mate, have you never watched Wellow's fucking Instagram?
I can't say I've never seen him do it.
The guy bench presses while fucking balancing on fucking weights.
That's actually wasn't real, right?
So you were being big and you were showing off and then fractured your ankle doing it?
Yeah.
Nice one.
It was probably same time in back in the days. Like, it just rained and then we're just playing football. So I scored and then ran up and then did a flip, landed on my ankle. So I had a pop, and then it was swollen. I never got it checked out or nothing, so I just kind of rode with it. That was the
fuck. But how did you... So you just didn't get it x-rayed or anything?
Don't like going to the hospital.
See, I did that. I broke my ankle in New York. I fell down a pothole and didn't go to the doctors because I didn't want to ruin my holiday.
Just
a little
story. Fell down a pothole.
Do we all have a broken ankle story then? Because I broke my ankle and for 2 years didn't go to the hospital until I broke it properly and then needed two surgeries to fix it. So, yeah.
How did you do that?
Are you doing a front flip?
The proper break. I went in for a slide tackle, playing football, and there was a pothole.
To see you do a flip.
Fucking let's do it.
Just a wee rolly one on the ground.
No, I went for a slide tackle, playing football, and hit a pothole, and I went forward and my ankle stayed where it was. It sucked.
Wait, what? You did what? You went forward on a pothole?
So my foot hit a pothole, and then I went forward, and my ankle went, no.
He means divot in the pitch.
I was wondering.
I was confused about the pothole.
I was confused. Do you know what a pothole is?
I thought he was taking the pissed out of you, Neil, then with the pothole.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I was like, what? You fell in? You
all right, a divot in the pitch then. Same but different. A hole in the pitch, right?
Fucking stupid.
I don't have a broken ankle story yet, which kind of makes me worry that it's still to come.
Yes, oh, it is.
You're about to do a marathon.
Yeah. Shit.
It's coming.
Yeah.
It's coming. Mark, have you any broken stories from the last couple of days?
Last couple of days, yeah. I broke my favourite finger.
Which one?
Show us a bit.
You can almost see like how straight it looks at the minute.
Oh, have you taken the wee guard off, have you?
Yeah, I took it off today. Yeah, it's not as cool. I didn't do a front flip and break it.
Yeah.
I am trying to work on the story, but I haven't quite got it home run yet.
No, you need to get that better. That's a change story, like. Abby, have you broke anything?
I fell down. This actually happened in Belfast. I fell down the stairs and broke my foot.
Where?
Nice.
What stairs?
Just at Adam's house. Like I slipped on my pajama bottoms and just kind of tumbled down the stairs and just smashed my foot into them. Just being clumsy. It's not anything interesting.
Smick says that Jordan looks like a low-key Pedro Pascal, and I see it.
Oh my god, he does.
He does, you know.
Hello, he does.
Pedro Pascal.
Pedro Pascal, basically the Mandalorian, mate.
Mandalorian.
Yeah, he
was voted like, wasn't he like the voted like world's sexiest or second sexiest man as well? So it's a compliment, really.
I'll take it.
You don't know who Pedro Pascal is?
No.
You watched The Last of Us?
The Last of Us, yeah.
Oh, I've seen him in The Last of Us. Yeah. Pedro. Yeah.
Pedro Pascal, mate, he's the new Mr. Fantastic and the Fantastic Four, if you are geeky like that. So, Jordan, Philadelphia Eagles, were you watching free agency at all?
I wasn't watching much. I just seen that we picked up Barkley, which is pretty good. I still would have liked Swift, but here, we picked up Barkley, so I'm not going to be whinging about Swift anymore.
Why exactly? I was going to say, like, would you prefer Swift over Barkley?
No, see, I wasn't expecting us to go out and spend the money on Barkley, but they just splashed out and got him, which is a good thing. But I didn't see Fletcher Cox retiring either. That shocked me a little bit.
Fletcher Cox and Jason Kelce, mate.
Yeah, I seen Jason Kelce's coming. Shed a few tears with Kelce on, right,
mate. We're still upset about that whole carry on. Like, I mean, like Baldy Kelce there, he's not happy at all. Like,
it hurts, man.
Yeah. And he's also got Breece Huff as well from the Jets.
Seeing that coming through, yeah.
What a fluff and steal that is, his baskets.
I don't know what it is about Howie, but Howie makes these deals just happen. I don't know how he does it, or how he bullies guys into it, or what he offers under the table, but by God, he's offering.
Yeah. Oh God, I was sad to see him go, because we developed him. He was like one of our developmental players. Like we did, he was like an undrafted free agent. And
I thank the Jets. The Philly fans thank the Jets for that, because we're going to make him into a great player. Now you made him a good player. We're going to make him a great player.
You're welcome. He's probably
fed up not having a QB that can throw to him.
Breece Huff is a fucking defensive end, you fluff knuckle.
Oh, damn it. I thought he was a wide receiver.
It don't
matter.
Yeah. Nathan Murphy says that he would have said that you look like Chewbacca.
I'll let Nathan have that one. Nathan's getting married soon, so I'm going to let him have that one. I'm not gonna cut him down too much. Let him stay big.
So Patriots got Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah, man. That's like your homecoming for no reason. Yeah. Don't matter with that.
What do you think they're going to do at quarterback? Like, do you think they're just going to draft somebody and let him sit behind him or what?
I thought they were going to make a push for Russell Wilson, but
see, I couldn't see Russell Wilson at the Patriots. I could have seen Kirk Cousins at the Patriots.
No. Well, yes, but like I probably would have preferred Russell Wilson over.
Yeah. A lot of people are saying Russell Wilson going to the Steelers is like a bad thing for the Steelers. I don't understand how that is a bad thing for the Steelers. That's a steal for the Steelers. $1.2 million they're going to pay him.
It's just because it's Russell Wilson.
Oh.
Yeah, because he gets $38 million from Broncos.
Okay. I didn't look into it too much. I just saw it and was like, oh.
He gets $38 million from the Broncos, so he signed like a contract where he only gets $1.2 million from the Steelers to play for them. So he ends up with like near 40 million this year.
Just shows you how much he didn't want to be at the Broncos anymore, like, or well, they didn't want him there either.
That's mad. Did you see on the podcast he was saying he would like to finish his career in Denver?
I know, like about two or three days before he ended up getting released. That was mad. God love him, because he's like, oh, I want to play for this team, and then they're like, nope, we don't want you to play for us. The guys,
funniest one has to be the guy that the Jags that got a happy birthday, and then like a few minutes later they released him.
That's fantastic. Who did that happen to?
I can't remember his name. I think he's on defense or something. They wished him a happy birthday on Instagram and then released him straight up.
That's fantastic. That is shithouse rate at his finest. Holy crap. That's what, was there not a guy on, was it Broncos? Was it the Broncos as well? Where he was like, got sacked him a day off.
Yeah.
Fired him a day off. That'd be shit. But let's go on to, we'll talk a wee bit more about the AFI and last week's games, guys. There's a couple of wee things that surprised me.
You were surprised this week?
Well, I was surprised. Surprised at one, you know.
Yeah, I was going to say, that, the Trojans battering the Vikings was a
the surprise. Trojans absolutely destroying the Vikings. Like, I did not see that coming. I seen a Trojans team going all the way down to Limerick and then going up against all them wee fast young students and not being able to cope with it. But they just goes to show that experience wins out. Like,
who predicted this?
I can't remember. I think it was,
went with Curtis because Curtis betted against this.
No, Curtis and I actually just have the same mind. We would have
Curtis
like,
just
we
wanted
would choose,
to go against me.
We'd have the same picks, even if like we didn't know what each other's picks were. We still would actually rob. So
no, Curtis just wanted to go against me, and then until we got to the Cowboys, and he went, "No, I can't go that far."
They were literally on the podcast. Like, I couldn't. Could be like, "Sorry, you guys are gonna lose." And they didn't, so no shit.
So like, you guys actually picked Vikings over Trojans?
No.
I did.
The others did. We
so the three, the three guys, the three guys,
the three guys that play here
participate in the league.
Yeah,
yeah.
Abby and Curtis picked the Trojans. Yeah, we picked the Vikings. But you know why I picked it? Tell you why I picked the Vikings as well, because they came back against the Admirals, and I thought Admirals was going to be a better team than the Trojans this year.
And that four-hour journey down to Limerick sucks. Yeah. So just thought they'd have a bit of fatigue.
So I had the Admirals better than the Trojans. And then if the Admirals draw with the Vikings, then I assumed that the Vikings were going to beat the Trojans in my mind. And then the journey down. You know, there is a complex thing that's going on there that it makes sense. Well, but anyway, guys, did you see that happening?
I did, yeah.
I also seen it happening, yeah.
Did you see 38-0 though?
I didn't see nil. I thought the boys would have got one, maybe two. The garbage time touchdowns or something, but
right.
Getting the donuts fairly bad, Ari.
So you think that was just inevitability and they were gonna destroy them?
Yeah, but not that bad. I thought they probably would have kicked a field goal or something. But because like I do know that the Trojans, they're building something. They're building something, I don't know what it is, they're building something up there. So like with their players, with everything. So like have a good setup, a good thing going.
Oh, they have a fantastic setup.
I think it's gonna be a situation of them making number three this year. So it's just starting to show itself because it's not something that just started, you know, so they've been doing it before now. So
yeah. Yeah, well, they opened up my eyes this game. And if any Trojans are watching, I apologize for doubting you. And Jordan, did you see it happening?
Yeah, I seen them winning. I thought they got one or two touchdowns though, but I seen Trojans winning them, yeah.
I seen a couple of new names on the field, like Quail, I think his name was. I don't know where he's came from. I don't know if maybe he was there before and they were training. You know, like he's just been like learning the ropes or whatever, like, but I don't know where he came from. I didn't see him last year. Or hear of him last year.
And that's what I'm building something up to.
Yeah. Yeah. Panthers against the Minotaurs. I call that. Abby and Curtis, where's your freaking... Your wee smug faces now. Nigh, eh? Where's your smug faces nigh?
I can't remember who I picked in that.
We picked the ones that lost. Yeah.
Did we? Yeah. That's happened at least once, doesn't it?
I mean, if we picked all the winners, it would just look suspicious. So.
Yeah, but look. Yeah.
You don't want to be at that there. Panthers won.
Go ahead.
Panthers won 33-6 against the Minotaurs. I didn't see it being this big of a gap, but I knew the Panthers are going to be like a dark horse this year. But I didn't see this big of a gap. What about you, our guests? What did you think?
I didn't even know the score till you said it there. I didn't watch or hear from that game much.
My God, save us, Jordan.
I won't be scrimmages, but I know Luke Carey used to play for us. He went up to the Panthers. He's a good running back, so I knew he was going to bring, that was a new weapon for them. I just didn't know how they were going to use him, but he scored anyway, so he obviously done something all right.
So did anybody see this game, or did anybody know if the Panthers got any extra players? I know you just says that they got your man Carey, but I know they were struggling for team or players last year, but does anybody know if they got any extra? Or
no?
I don't know, because they blocked me on Instagram. So
what?
Is there a story behind this?
I need to know the story of that as well, Willow.
So I used to play for the Panthers, right? And like it's been like a, I wouldn't say love-hate relationship, but a lot of
a hate relationship then.
Hey. But like every time we play against them, it's always cheapy in the sense of like, well, I play running back, I can't really talk trash on the field. So it's a question of if you do, someone's gonna like take a hit on you or something like that. You don't want them to feel stuff, but they do be like chipping at me, you know. So even like the, I think it was last year when we played, I scored a touchdown and walking back into the huddle, and one of their lads, he was like, "Oh, well, spell loyalty." It's not a spelling bee competition. So I didn't know what he meant. So when I got to the sideline, it was still like playing in my head. I was like, what does he mean? And then it was, oh, like I'm more happy now because I wasn't loyal to their team. So I was like, that's probably why he says spell loyalty. So I was like, okay. And luckily enough for me, I found like a brown bag on the sideline, and I got the marker. So I spelled loyalty on it. And when we're shaking hands at the end of the season, I handed him the bag. That's the loyalty. One of the other guys as well, it was like in the first quarter, the first drive, and I seen some of the guys that I know, like, you know, like just, oh, how's it going, like, oh, have a good game, them kind of thing. And one of their players, so I went up to him, and his name's Ryan Eccles. So I went up to him and I was like, oh, hey man, give me a hand, walk straight past me. And I thought he didn't see me at all, so I went back to him. I was like, hey man, how's it going? So I put my hand out, walk straight past me. I was like, fuck, I know we're playing a game, but like I thought we were cool. Yeah. So at the end of the game, then like lining up on the 50, he wanted to shake my hand then. So I walked past him. So yeah, we had like traded a few shots. Well, I had traded shots at them on Instagram many times and tagged them on it, and then they blocked me then.
I love that shit, to be fair. I'm sorry. That's awesome. Fozzy 33DB says he has no idea why you're blocked. Well,
I just said some of their guys are cool. Like some of the guys are cool. It's just the veterans that I played with that weren't happy about me moving teams. I don't know why they pop up on it. It's been like over 7 years now, so get over it and just move on.
Yeah.
For me, it's more to do with oh no, I'm blocked from that account. What will I ever do? It just makes no sense. I don't get it.
Oh, jeez. Declan Mulvihill says that the Panthers got a pirate or two, and that'll make all the difference.
Sorry.
What did you do that for?
No reason, mate. No reason. It's fine. Sure, they're they done a power ranking, and they were going to do well this season, so they were. Anyway, let's go on. What's going on?
Next game, boys. This is our division. Now, in a lot of people's eyes, the Cowboys are favourites to win this division. Now, I want to know your thoughts on that, guys. Because I know our Jordan's been running when he doesn't usually run. They now have Wello. How are you thinking you're going to do?
I'm not worried about the Cowboys.
You!
I like the boys. It's a friendship I have with a good few of the boys on the team. All respectful. Shy talk, but yeah, we shit talk throughout the whole game. We shake hands after. But I'm not worried about the Cowboys. I seen that they put up a nice score on the Vipers.
Yep.
I thought the Vipers were going to get one or two on them. They didn't. But it just leaves a bigger shock for when they come and play us.
Yeah, 44-0. I don't like that score because it reminds me, it gives me post-traumatic stress.
Oh dear.
From 2 weeks ago, a week ago.
Can only go up.
We're not talking about that week though.
Declan, it is our division. If you turn it upside down, we're the leaders. Anyway.
Well, no. We would be, actually.
Well, no, maybe we wouldn't be because the Vipers, if it goes in alphabetical order, then the Vipers are B.
Yeah,
I think we might be not bottom. Must check that out on the AFI website.
They'll update it in 2027. It's fine.
Yeah, either way, it's still not an accomplishment we want.
No.
You don't want to be first in a two-horse race of two teams that are sitting bottom of the table, both with minus 44 points.
Thanks, Curtis.
Yeah, sure, Curtis, thanks very much. Yeah.
It's a fair point.
Thanks for clearing that up for us, Curtis. So, yes, 44-0. Did you see that happening, Jordan?
I didn't see that happen. I really did think that the Vipers would pull one or two out of the bag and make it a bit of a closer game. I knew Cowboys were going to win, but I didn't think it was going to be as big a gap. But again, I haven't seen the Cowboys play maybe a year and a half, 2 years. So they could have changed something that I seen before, but
they have got their quarterback back and they've got their head coach back, so that's a good.
Is Greg back?
Greg's Loughran's head coach.
Interesting.
Mm.
I like Greg. I like Peter as well.
Yeah. Welling, did you see this happen?
I didn't.
Did you not?
So I did. Because I didn't know if Peter was going to be playing. So, because the last I heard that they moved on from the team and I've played for a long time, which kind of made me a bit mad when I seen the QB rankings that you guys put up there not too long ago. Because I do think it does deserve to be on that list. Probably maybe top three. So, definitely in the top three. And he's probably up to just before COVID, in my eyes and in a lot of people's eyes, he was the best quarterback in our league. In the sense of he didn't have, like, he doesn't have receivers. He doesn't have that much like good receivers, and he's done. And he's a dual threat quarterback. He can play well. Like, he can floor you. He can play everything.
He has a big basket.
Yeah, he's a big motherfucker. So, like, and he can throw the ball. He has a big arm. You know, so. But him being back does change a lot of things, which makes you like want to look at them in a different way. So yeah, him playing, yeah, I see that. But me thinking he wasn't playing, I didn't see that. So I can use the division as well to know who's good and who's not. So I'm still watching film. I have a bunch of films to go through, and players. So.
We just don't have to watch our tape because you don't play us. You don't play us this year. Which I'm quite happy with that, to be fair. Not gonna lie. Declan Mulvihill says, I hear Jordan's currently in Louth. Does he have faulty info?
No, that's real info. I live in Louth now, North Louth. I am 15 minutes from the Mavericks training ground, funnily enough. I think I'm about an hour and 10 minutes from you boys. I'm the same distance to you as I am Kildare for a transport, like.
For a transfer?
Yeah. Well, for, not for transport. We're not talking about transport. We're talking transport, like, for driving. That distance.
Transfer, I heard.
No. My team's my baby, so it is. I'm there to spare one, and I'll be there for the end as well, I'd say.
Well, we'll talk after.
Yeah, a little private meeting off a cat.
I get you as much whiskey as you want, mate.
Yeah, that's the bet.
Now, Mark and Rob, I've always said to you, like, Rob is the Ryan's Fitzpatrick, the Wish version of Ryan's Fitzpatrick, and Mark's the Wish version of Mark, or Jason Kelsey, the Wish version of Mark.
Where's this going?
There's a guy in here called the Chai Kid, and you know what he said? I always wanted a guy that I looked like. Oh, he has now said, is it Mark or Jason Kelsey? Is it Rob or Ryan's Fitzpatrick? And then he goes, is it Neil or Cliff Kingsbury?
Right, okay. I see him, yeah.
I need to see a picture of Cliff Kingsbury now. Not, yeah.
And he also says, is it Curtis or Mike Glennon? Now, there's no
pictures up so we can see what the resemblance.
I'm not getting a fucking picture.
Cliff
Kingsbury's
the old...
I'm not just saying this. Cliff Springfree's one of the sexiest coaches I've ever seen in my life.
He's the old Cardinals coach, isn't he?
Yeah. He's a skinnier player than you.
He's a skinnier version of me.
Version of you, yeah. That's what I meant to say. I said player.
Skinnier player than me. So we've got Pedro Pascal. We've got Mike Glennon. We've got Cliff Kingsbury. We've got Jason Kelsey. And we've got Ryan's Fitzpatrick.
Just Wellow. Wellow's good enough.
We need Wellow and Abbey. We need the
we're just,
the other versions
of them. We can't be replicated. We're too good, sorry.
One of a kind.
That's it. One of a kind. guys, we're going to finish off with... couple of wee people's questions for you. Guys, have you all access to the people's questions? I'm gonna let you all pick first and then I'll go last because I have a feeling gonna have to be the one that asked them.
I don't have access to a question.
You don't have WhatsApp? Do you have WhatsApp?
Yeah, but I'm on my phone.
Oh, you Carol bastards.
Well, I just go first while you guys sort it out then.
Yeah, go you first.
Right, okay. So what's the scariest position group on the team? On the Crusaders team?
Far back is not scary. Don't try me. I asked the lineman to come up the middle. Don't try me.
I love that shit. Well, are you not going to say running back? Are you not even going to fight this?
Nah, not at all. Well, quarterbacks up there and the timing guys. I seen them boys play as fast as me and like twice my size, so.
God. Does anybody want to go next?
Yeah.
I'm feeling I'm going to be left with the mad question. I just want to see if any of you had the balls to ask the mad question.
No, I'll ask it for you, Nate. It's fine.
This question's from the same person. Rampage 9 asks, what's your favorite thing about being a Crusader?
Favorite thing about being a Crusader?
Do they give you loads of whiskey though, Jordan?
Nah, they don't give me whiskey. I was given something before games, but that's illegal to be talking about in this podcast. No, I'm not talking fucking steroids or nothing. I'm talking about illegal substances that the boys used to give me to calm me down before a match. But what is my favourite thing about being a Crusader?
That sexy kit, Jordan.
Yeah, that kit. The kit is nice, but I go with we're not just a team. We look at it as everyone on the team. The second you join the team, well, I might tell you now, we're a family. We look at it as a tight knit group. We hold each other accountable. We also praise each other. We keep it as tight knit as we can within the. Our family, like, but that's my favorite thing anyway. That it's just more brothers throughout life, like,
yeah. Wello,
yeah, same thing Jordan just said. The family vibe that I've seen the last few years, and also as well, just competing, so there's nothing better than These guys are hitting me this hard. I can't wait. So it's a feeling that I've missed from football for a while now. So that's good to get that back. But going kind of gets the engine running again, that kind of way. So just means I have to prepare a lot more better than I'm already doing and up my there'll be more as well to compete. So that drives me.
Before we move on to the next one, Declan Mulvihill says that Wellow looks like a John David Washington, which is Denzel's son. So there you go.
John David Washington, right? Okay.
Denzel Washington's son.
I'll have to look him up.
He was in Tenet.
That's a terrible movie. Anyway.
Yeah. Rob, do you have a question?
So, Dan, Jordan, I don't know why this happens every time we get you on, but someone called Dylan Dundee has asked, favourite PED to use?
Favourite what?
PED.
Performance enhancing drugs.
Performance enhancing drugs. Marijuana. That's out of the bag, boys. Marijuana.
You.
Mine's Blue Porous. Lethal.
Blue Porous.
And
KFC. And KFC.
Plenty of gems.
You. See, you'll get loads of that well if you went up north.
But looking at his profile picture, it looks like a rebel. Dylan Dundee, do you know?
Well, I don't know. I know my opinion on the rebels throughout my whole football career is someone should be asking them about their sport enhancing drugs. Throughout my whole career, that's all I've been always told about the rebels.
See, like you just said just there, that's all you've told, and that's just something that's been going on for a long time. I just heard from it. So if there is something to put out there, I probably might put it out, you know, but I don't like guys I know that do any of that shit. So a guy I know that used to play there did it, and he's gone now. He's been gone for a long time. So I don't know, and I wouldn't know what they even call the PD. So don't do that. Doesn't pay me enough.
See, nobody ever says that we're on things like that. There, I'm starting to wonder why. Like,
I could probably answer that, but
you don't need to. No. It's fine. Keep yourself.
It was just a wee joke. I didn't want you to really answer things.
It's been such a joke.
Nathan Murphy says, "Heard the new tight end on the Crusaders is really good."
Yeah, Nathan is very good. He's doing well. Stepping up a little bit. Yeah, he's not bad.
And 32 Sido says, who's Jordan's favourite receiver?
Yeah, Sid's just looking for a bit of praise there. That's all that is. I'm going to go with my favourite receiver. The inside joke, probably Gavin. Is my favourite receiver. He catches more of my passes at training than most people.
Just doesn't do it on the pitch.
Nah, he plays safety. So.
There you go. Mick BTW says, what game are you most looking forward to this season?
The first one. Nice. I want to get that one out of the way.
The Rhino.
I want to just go in and settle a few things that was left kind of in the open from the last time we played them. I want to cross a few T's and dot a few I's. Is me plan.
Willow, which one are you looking forward to?
The Cowboys after what they just did last weekend. Them, a Razorback. Mm. So, because Sontan did say he has a reason to play football now and all that stuff, so I don't know if he's going to be in the backfield. So, and if he's going to be in the back, painful. So.
Oh.
I love that.
Right. I love it too. Abby, do you want me to give you a question or do you want me to?
I'll just let you read it because, just ask it if that's okay.
Ben Costello says, how does it feel to have such a good receiving core that never drops anything?
Amazing. I want to tell Ben, just go back and look at the last Rhino clip, the last Rhino tape, and then ask that question again.
What happened?
He had four drops in the end zone, and everyone thought it was a close game. Much love, though, Ben, yeah. Because it's the easy ones that are hard to catch. It's the ones that are hanging in the air for fucking 10 minutes, it feels like. They're the hard ones. And I won't mind, he caught about four passes that I shouldn't have probably thrown to him, and he caught them ones. But, he had a couple of drops for Ben. But my receiving core, I believe, when everyone turns up and everyone's on form, is probably the best in the league.
Cool. And this last one is for Yanzer Coolho. Coolio?
Am I saying it right?
Do you know this person, Willow?
No.
Thank God.
Yanzer, his second name is Coelho.
No.
I want to know. Hello, who's your favorite player?
There's a guy that plays in the Rebels, and his name is Anza. So he's one of them, you know. He's up there. You know, he's swag, he's everything. Like, he's the one that asked the question, by the way. So.
Oh, so you do know who he is. Right? Jesus, making me try and say that.
Boy, shout out Yanza. He's swag and everything. Even though, like, we both ride the bench and everything, like, every game, so we're always on the bench just chilling, just talking and stuff. So I miss that.
Nice. Ben Costello says, took the wheel to the house, though.
He did. He did.
What does that mean?
Took the wheel to the house.
Took the wheel right to the house?
Yeah, took the wheel out to the house. So he ran a wheel, caught it on about maybe 15, and then the pass yards looked amazing for me because it was about 45, 50. Everyone thought I launched one, but I only had to try about 15.
Awesome.
Yeah, Neil played centre, so he doesn't have a clue about right or wrong. Fine.
It's not that. I thought there was a cool story to it.
No. It's just a nice catch.
You know, and Dan P.T. Johnson says, how many times can Willow bench press a full-size basketball net?
Probably 50.
50? Probably 50. I think the last time I seen you bench something was it on a foosball table?
Yeah, that was a while back because I stopped working there, so.
Yeah? Yeah.
There you go.
It'd be great for the new content.
Bench press on the foosball table?
Have you never seen his content? He does all this in like a pink balaclava.
No.
I just had my first look through Wello's Instagram there. Was it yesterday or today? Wello's strong, boys and girls. Wello's very strong.
Yes. Yes.
Someone's going to need to send me this. I feel like I'm missing out. This sounds really cool.
You got to follow him first to see his content. No one can be sending you shit. Give him the follow first.
Yeah.
Give him that number.
I'll share stuff too. Don't worry. But here, guys. An absolute pleasure. That's us for another episode. But guys, it was an absolute pleasure. As always, chatting to you. It's always good, correct? Chatting we're used to. There's always a wee bit of banter about you, which is what I like. But anyway, good luck for the season and hope you do well. And good luck in your first game against the Vapors. Or the Rhinos even, sorry.
Rhinos.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, that's cool.
Yeah. So hope you do well. And hope to see you fighting for that bowl later on the season. Now that you're able to run and all, Jordan?
I never said I could run. I'm just outrunning. You know what I mean? Running, outrunning with next to nothing, like just shorts and t-shirt on me is tough enough. Never mind my helmet and shorts.
Stop telling people I can run now.
Yeah, everyone's going to expect. What's worse is coach is going to hear it, and he'd be like, you're running now, so you're going to start running the ball. I don't want it. I'm comfortable doing this.
Well, and doing this. And you're like,
it looks the part. This and this. That's the money shots.
That's they are, indeed. Well, here, gents, that's us for another episode of Around the FI. We'll be back next week and see you later.
Mind yourselves. Thanks very much for having us.